Obgonas. The Newcastle game, tough to watch. But let me break it down like this. On paper, a 2-0 deficit heading into St. James's Park was always going to be a mountain. But, you know, we've climbed taller ones, haven't we? The Gunners didn't bring their A game. And when you're trying to pull off something special, that's the last thing you can afford. Not bringing your A game. First, the defending. It was a catalogue of errors. The first goal, a mess. A simple goal kick, a missed clearance, and before you know it, it's in the back of the net. Saliba, usually so composed, found himself tangled up by Isak's movement, and the ball fell kindly for Murphy. No one's saying it's easy, but that's the kind of goal we should be shutting down. It wasn't just that one moment though. Defensively, we looked off. A step slow and sure. Saliba's been a rock for us this season, but this was one of those nights where nothing seemed to go right. And then David Raya. The pass to Rice was ill-advised, under pressure, and just the wrong decision at the wrong time. It led directly to their second. It's frustrating because that's not the Raya we know. But these are the games that can shape you. It's about how you come back from these mistakes. How you bounce back. And with the talent in this squad, we know we'll bounce back. Well, that's the hope that keeps me going at least. Odegaard had a golden chance early, striking the post. That could have changed the course of the game, but sometimes the ball just doesn't bounce your way. It's those fine margins that define football. And this time, Newcastle had the luck on their side. That said, it was a game where Arsenal's spark wasn't there. Maybe we were looking ahead to the break. Maybe we were fatigued. But you can't afford to drop your intensity in these kinds of matches. We learned the lesson the hard way. But this is Arsenal. A defeat like this stinks, yes, but are we really done? I'm not sure. We've been knocked down before, we've come back swinging, and with the Premier League and the ECL still ahead, on paper at least, the story is far from finished. So this game? Just a chapter. We're still dreaming. And as long as we're still breathing, we're still fighting. Arsenal? Always. They finally lost the plot to, who am I talking about? The Premier League, masters of inconsistency. Now they want to punish players for celebrations that mock or criticize opponents. What next? A fine for smiling too hard? A booking for excessive joy? Maybe a tribunal to investigate vibes and energy levels? Football has always been about passion, about moments of pure, unfiltered emotion. The highs, the lows, the drama. But no, apparently the game needs to be sanitized, stripped of any personality, turned into a scripted, corporate-friendly product where everyone just nods, claps politely, and moves on. There's a difference between outright disrespect and good old football shithousery. Banter has always been part of the game. Vardy winding up fans, Henry staring down keepers, Adebayo sprinting the length of the pitch to rub it in, these are the moments we remember. The ones that make football, football. But now, a celebration police? For what? To protect feelings? The same authorities who let leg-breaking tackles slide now want to crack down on goalscorers having a bit of fun? The hypocrisy is staggering. And let's not pretend that this isn't selective enforcement either. We all know some players will get a pass while others get crucified. Arsenal players, for example, better be careful. If they so much as breathe wrong after scoring, the FA might bring out a medieval punishment wheel, or maybe even the guillotine. This isn't about sportsmanship. It's another weak attempt to micromanage the game while ignoring the real issues. Dreadful officiating, inconsistent VAR, and the ever-growing gap between clubs. If football keeps going down this path, soon we'll be celebrating in silence, hands by our sides, eyes on the ground, waiting for approval, like robots. It's ridiculous. That's a wrap for today's episode of Up Gunners, and I hope you enjoyed delving into the world of Arsenal Football Club with me, Tony Doe. don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date with all future episodes. If you have any thoughts, questions, or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me at upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. I'm active on Twitter as well at upgunnersng, active on Facebook at upgunnersng. We're also on Instagram at upgunnersng. Until next time, keep the gunner spirit alive, and remember, upgunners!